You can plant a crop in the ground, but without water, it will do very little. The farmers of this part of Nebraska knew they had plenty of water available. The problem in the early days was figuring out a way to move the moisture to where they needed it. The story of turning dry land to a garden spot is this edition of the American Countryside.
Summer's for heading to the ballpark, lake, or just relaxing at home. Let 31 help you make the most of summer. I'm Paula, your independent director with 31. From totes to thermals to organizational items, we're making life easier. Need a way to pack the lunches, drinks, and other items for the trip and still keep them cool? Our thermals are great for the family picnic or just to take your lunch to work. Plus, you can personalize our items with names of people, places, teams. It's the perfect fit for you, a gift for birthdays, or summer weddings. Check out the great deals at my31bag.com. That's my31bag.com, my31bag.com. Take advantage of 31's June special. When you spend just $35, you can get our incredible large utility tote for just $10. That's a savings of over 70%. Plus, you can learn about hosting your own 31 event or having a fundraiser for your school or community group. And take advantage of exclusive items. Make the most of summer, whether at home, work, or play. Whether you're on the farm, in the city, or somewhere in between, go to my31bag.com.
The early settlers of central Nebraska often found this to be a harsh place to make a living.
They had to bring the army out here to feed the people back in the late 1800s because it was such a drought through here. So a lot of those families just said, you can have this horrible place. Fact is, my great-granddad, his parents, they left. They said, you can have this God-forsaken country.
Joe Jeffrey says the old-timers, such as some of his family, homesteaded along the Platte River. The shallow, wide river might go dry in the summer, but they knew there was another river of water running just below the surface of the ground.
The water is only about, probably the static water level is 11 or 12 feet down there. Some places really deep, it's 20 feet to water. We would take a pitcher pump and a sand point and just drive a pump and put a pitcher pump. We had water. So water is our secret.
They could access the water in dry times to water their stock, but they couldn't move the water to their crops.
The water's real easy to get to, but how do you move it around? Along came tractor power, gasoline engines, and they could put a bell down there and a pump. By golly, we could move water. And then along came electricity back in the 1930s. Now here we go. Now we can really push water around.
Today, the Platte River, which stretches from Omaha across the entire state and past the border with Wyoming, has become the resource responsible for some of the nation's largest crops.
The Platte River is our lifeline and its irrigation. The water table, the Ogallala Aquifer here is, it's better than gold.
Joe has lived and worked in the Platte River Valley all of his life. He's also a veterinarian with quite an interesting pastime. In fact, you may have heard him speak about it. That unique sidelight is next time as we travel the countryside. In Lexington, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McCrae.